Give us the Megillah.
Okay. This meeting, okay. You're ready.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Welcome to the Borough Roosevelt Council meeting for May 11th, 2020, 7:02. Okay, due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Where am I?
Right here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's also open to the public. We can accept up to 8 people, so the door is open.
Right. Okay, adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975. Has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody? Absent. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
I'm here.
Mr. Trammell?
I'm here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay. And I am. So, public comment.
Okay. We come to public comment. I open the floor for public comment at
7:04
p.m. Is there anyone from the public in attendance?
Here, no comment.
Close the public portion of the agenda on
7:04.
Approval of minutes, the regular meeting minutes from April 27th, 2020. Any have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Did you get second?
Yep, Mr. Bowen, Mr. Esikoff first, Mr. Bowen second.
All right, we come to correspondence.
Wait, I got to do roll call, sorry. That's okay. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, correspondence, we have none. Come to ordinances. First reading and introduction of Ordinance 20-04, an ordinance amending Chapter 10, Housing, of the Borough Code to provide the housing inspector primary responsibility for residential rental property licenses with a right of appeal. And basically what this means is when someone is renting a property in Roosevelt, rather than it coming before the council for approval, it will be in the hands of the zoning officer unless he denies it and then renters the right to come to the council to appeal. But otherwise, it won't come to the council. It'll just be handled directly by the zoning officer.
I'm sorry, Mayor. It'll be handled by, so the zoning officer and the housing inspector happen to be the same person, but it's technically the housing inspector is in charge. It's just that it can technically be two different people in the future.
Right. Kathleen actually corrected me about a second before.
I have a question also.
Let me just announce that the public hearing is to be held on May 26, 2020, which is our next meeting, at 7 p.m., Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt.
So I'll make the motion to introduce 2004 at first reading.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yes. Do we charge anything for this service?
Yes, there's a fee. I think it's $100, but I'm not positive.
Is it in the ordinance?
It's $100. It's in the ordinance.
Yes. It's in the ordinance. I saw it when I was writing this.
It's 10-3.4 license fee.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Move the question.
At this point, Jeremy's official title is ?
Two titles. He's housing inspector.
Three. He's the zoning officer, the code enforcement officer, and the housing inspector.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, so this is just introduction. The public hearing is May 26, 2020 at 7 p.m. Okay.
Resolutions. Resolution 20-53, payment of bills for May 11th, 2020.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Besikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay. 20-53 passes. Resolution 20-54. Resolution authorizing the mayor and municipal clerk to execute the FY 2021-23 agreement with Monmouth County for cooperative participation in the community development program pursuant to Interlocal Services Act.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
That's Steve? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yep.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
2024-2054 passes. Resolution 20-55, resolution authorizing the borough engineer to review and or modify the borough's existing stormwater ordinance for compliance with new regulations promulgated by the New Jersey Department of Protection. Do I have a motion?
You do.
I'll second.
So that was Mr. Esikoff and second by Mr. Trammell.
Right.
Correct.
Discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
2056 passed. Come to 2057, resolution 20-57.
That was 55.
Six, I know, 56. Resolution authorizing the borough engineer to make a grant application to the New Jersey Department of Transportation for improvements to Pine Drive between Tamara Drive and North Rochdale Avenue.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Esikoff is second. Okay.
Discussion?
I think we discussed this at the last meeting. It's the borough engineer's recommendation that we apply for this particular grant. It's a busy road, lots of school traffic, it needs a lot of work. The speed bumps are awful, and the stormwater pipes need work. Other than that, it's fine.
You forgot how many cracks it has.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many cracks. There's no notation as to how many cracks, but there's plenty.
Plenty. Roll call?
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
20-56 passes. Resolution 20-57, resolution awarding contract for the cleaning and televising of sewer mains under Farm Lane and School Lane to North American Pipe Services, LLC of Freehold, New Jersey.
Do you have a, okay.
Motion?
A motion.
I'll second.
For the purposes of discussion.
Discussion?
Yeah, I have a discussion on this. I noticed that two of the quotes were exactly the same to the penny. I thought that was...
interesting.
Well, I was curious about that. Are those two companies related? Does anyone know?
No, they just happened to give us the exact same price. Cameron,
what they do is charged by the foot, so maybe they're per foot. Also, North American Pipe, I believe, are the ones that went up to North Valley and cleared the drainage thing up there for us, I think.
Okay. And they were the closest one, too, right, to us?
We have used them before. I know we've used them. I'm pretty certain we've used them before.
Okay.
I think you've used both before. I think they've both been the low bidder.
Okay.
Cameron called me up and was like, these guys have done a great job for us, both of them. You know, what are other factors that you think that you could be considered, you know, before I flip a coin? But like, you know, we need, you, it doesn't say you can flip a coin. We have to have other factors. So I said proximity, you know, size. Yeah. I mean, one gave us a 90-page submittal. The other gave us a 12-page submittal. But the 90-page submittal had all kinds of certifications and all kinds of stuff. And so you saw in his letter, he looked at those other factors because it was a legitimate tie.
Okay.
Do we have a not to exceed in dollars on that motion?
It's an exact price.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, the charging per foot. $62.50.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe North American Pipe is on Route 33, just outside of Freehold before you get to the Fire Academy. And I was there while they were clearing North Valley, and the guy wasn't going to stop until he cleared it, and he finally got it cleared. So
that's good.
They were serious.
Good.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Essicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrowman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-57 passes. Resolution 20-58, resolution approving the settlement of pending litigation before the Monmouth County Superior Court entitled Roosevelt versus Hilltop Swim Club, docket number MON-L-1455-19. And that's a resolution finalizing our settlement with Hilltop Swim Club.
I'll motion that.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
I can give a little synopsis before comments. So we're going to collect $10,000 in back charges. The $700 a year was $8,400. Obviously, you know, we had arguments about how we calculate the rate. With Hilltop, we've compromised all that, and we're going to get $10,000 back, which exceeds my legal bill by, I believe, almost double. So you're going to see $5,000-$6,000 back on this matter. Net.
We get it after they sell the property, is that it?
Yes, so they have 1 year to pay you the $10,000. They're signing a consent judgment. But as I understand it, there is a gentleman who wants to purchase the property. They have a purchaser. He has, I believe, some kind of land. I don't want to say landscaping. It's some sort of business where he has equipment to store. And that's generally what he wants to use the property for, as I understand it. And he's ready to buy very soon. A crisis notwithstanding, within, as I understand it, 90 to 120 days. And his lawyer, who is Bart Babiak in Freehold, who already called me for the discharge of the lease pendants I put on the property when I filed this lawsuit, because they have a title report where it showed up. So they said, what's going on with your lawsuit? I said, we settled it. I'll send you all this signed settlement paperwork when we're done after tonight. And then he will know that his buyer is clear to purchase the property and potentially get us, you know, once they paid, they pay us. So.
Greg. Is that so? The intended purchaser only strictly wants to use it for storage, equipment storage?
My understanding is he has some kind of, I don't know if it's landscaping or masonry or a business. And he
you going to build a house on this property?
No.
Or it's going to be a commercial property?
So I started to mention, have you looked up the zoning? And his lawyer, like whatever he was doing is apparently okay under your zoning, where he called Jeremy or, I mean, I don't get involved. Honestly, I didn't get in a huge conversation with him because I didn't, you could be the Board of Appeals.
I want to know something. What is the zoning right now on that property?
I thought it was 40.
It's RAG, isn't it?
What?
No, I don't think it's AG.
Residential.
Residential, I believe, yeah.
R40?
How How's he going to get around that?
Well, that's a commercial venture.
We'll have to come to the zoning board.
So the planning board would be our zoning board. So he would have to pass it through them for a commercial business.
I thought they had a variance to be there or some kind of special, because I thought it was R40.
No.
What is Michael?
Hold on, Michael.
It's R40, yes.
Right.
It is R40.
Which is what?
Residential.
Which is the same, which is one house per 40,000 square feet, one house per acre.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how, again, he'll have to come to the planning board for
approval. That's definitely residential property. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And he'll have to come for approval, right?
Right.
Presumably.
Yeah. Or the council will have to rezone it.
Well,
depends. You have a lot of weird uses in your zone. So let me see what. If you guys want to continue with the meeting, well, I get you that answer later. It doesn't really have any bearing on the settlement.
I have one more question. What is the difference? Whoa, is the difference between the amount of taxes they pay on commercial versus residential any different?
Yes, it is.
The rate is the same? Is it? Michael?
No, it's a different tax base. I don't know how much, so.
Want me to answer?
Yep.
If the zoning were changed, then you know the assessor would have to look at it and come up with the appropriate valuation, which might or might not be different than what it's assessed on now. I mean, now you have a 5-acre property that could conceivably be 5 residential lots, assuming they could find enough space to cut it up in the appropriate way.
I believe that some of that land is not developable, Michael. It's swampland.
Yeah, I understand. I said if it could be designed in an appropriate way so that there'd be enough developable land on each plot that's created so that it could be developed. That would have to be a matter of how you design them.
I mean, you have conditional uses in the R40 zone as garage or storage buildings in excess of the maximum dimensions set forth in the shed section. You have separate buildings used as a workshop or studio. You could build a house as a permitted accessory use and then have a private garage storage building. Well, there's people with artisan shops in your town all over the place. There's a lot of these houses that have extra buildings.
But there's no house there.
But they have a house there.
Yeah, on the accessory use. I'm not sure about the conditional use. But, I mean, he's not going to be able to do anything until he gets a zoning permit. So Jeremy will decide what he's got to do based on what his plans are. And then
What if he wants to come in and just park a bunch of trailers and backhoes and bulldozers and stuff? Is that acceptable?
No, you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Commercial. That becomes commercial. He's not doing this because he owns them and he's going to use it to mow his lawn somewhere else, for all I know. But he's going to use it as a business. Right. And that's commercial where I come from.
Mm-hmm. Which you're allowed to do, if you build a house. I mean, it sounded like he had a decent plan.
If he bought it and he built a variance to build a large garage in the back for some of his equipment. We have that in Roosevelt all over the place. We know it. It's not much different than a shack that we put up in the backyard for our lawnmowers. But if he's going to use it as a business, that's a different story. Now we're talking something totally different than what we have zoned for at this point.
Yeah. Okay, the property tax record card says R40.
Then he has to come,
I know those to, to some of those to be board. Mistaken as to RAG or R40. Michael, you know it to be R40?
It is R40. I know it is.
R40, yeah. Yes.
They'll have to come in for a variance if it's commercial only, most likely. The minimum an approval for a conditional use.
Well, Michael makes a good point.
I think the council rezoning it would make more sense because variances are not just to be given because you think there's an alternative use that's okay. They have to show there's a hardship. They have to show the burdens that they have to show, which they wouldn't have to show if the council simply rezoned it. If that's what the council wants, the council should rezone it.
Well, but Michael, you make a good point. And that is that if you took the property and it's 5 acres, and even if you use 4 of it, 4 acres to build three or four houses, we get a hell of a lot more money for that than we would for a commercial property.
That's for sure.
On tax.
Yeah. So, I think you might be a little bit off.
I think considering the tax picture in Roosevelt, which is not inexpensive by any stretch of the imagination, we it would behoove this board, this council, to try to make sure that we can get as much, if we're going to sell the property,
we don't own it.
Or if this property is sold, to our advantage to some extent. You know, we're not a giveaway. I don't want to be a giveaway.
Well, if he bought the property and pulled a bunch of bulldozers up there and just parked them, what do we do then?
Well, that's where you get into the zoning officer to come by.
He goes and writes him a ticket to court, municipal court.
But ultimately, I think, you know, to Greg's point, this is a bit off topic from just approving the settlement and going forward. I mean, this is obviously a topic that we can discuss at a different time and that will eventually be discussed based on when a sale actually goes through and what somebody wants to use it for.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's true.
Chad, before you do that, you have to warn the property owner, the buyer.
There's a deed. They know what it's currently listed as. They know that it's currently a residential property. That if they have any other intended use or purpose, they would have to come forward to the planning board, zoning board.
I was going to say exactly that in a different way. That you have to tell them that they're going to have to go for a variance or something.
Well, no, you don't tell them in advance. You let them make the purchase. If it's their hard luck, if they make a purchase, you know, with an alternate intended use, you know, it's buyer beware. They have all the documentation. There's no sneaking up on that it's a residential property. All this is public information. They know what the intended purpose of the property is. And as a buyer, they know what they're intending to use.
I'm afraid of that one because I got a funny feeling that they're going to sneak by us.
All right. Well, let's move on. And
okay, one last thing. I want to bring this up in a new business or whatever. But the sewer connection there's a big question mark right now.
So discuss this now because there's so much involved with, you know, how we want to handle the property once it's sold, you know, as far as what the intention of the buyer is and the sewer connection that has a problem. So at this point, we're just passing the resolution.
By the way, at this point, there are no utility connections. Anyone who wants to use the property has to pay connections again.
There's a water connection there.
The way that John says is okay and Mike says is okay.
Yeah, there were several houses built, they'd have to pay hookup fees too.
Okay, we're going to have a roll call on resolution.
I'm nervous about this one.
20-58.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Abstain.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
I'll go with it, but there are further questions. Yes.
But again, just to point out that this is about the settlement. This is just us getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing we're looking at right now is to accept $10,000 from Hilltop Swim Club to end the lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
That's all this is.
They have to have a discharge of lease pendants for me to sell the property. I'm obviously going to tell you when that happens.
Okay, then I'll change my vote to yes. Sorry about that.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. All right, come to resolution 20-59, authorizing an extension of the grace period on second quarter 2020 property tax payments until June 1st, 2020, due to the COVID-19 crisis, as permitted under executive order number 130. And what that is the governor extended the tax deadline to June 1st. And so
grace period.
Grace period. So we are approving that in case anyone in Roosevelt needs to take advantage of that and pay their taxes.
I'll move that.
A second.
Who seconded?
Steve.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrowman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-60 passes. Right.
That was 59, Peggy.
59.
Yeah. 59. Now you're on 20-60.
You had yourself tonight.
I'm sorry. All right. We'll come to Resolution 20-60. Resolution authorizing temporary emergency appropriations number 2.
I'll offer that.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, this is just to so that we can get through the next time period until we prepare and pass the budget.
Budget, yeah. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vrowman?
Yes.
Nice cat, Steve.
That's Pippin.
All right, so I did put on here reports of committee chairs, but I didn't really expect that anyone might have a report, but I thought just in case someone had something they wanted to report. So, Council Member Sullivan, do you have anything from Public Works?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. Council Member Esikoff from Administration?
No, we're still doing what we did.
Council Member Dermody is absent. Councilmember Hamilton, Finance?
No report.
Councilmember Trammell, Utilities?
Just a couple of quick things. The sewer connection at the swim club, there is a lift station there, an electric lift station, and we have no idea where it exhausts to. I would like to have Mike Lyons and John Water to search through the woods a little bit. Searched for 6 hours, they haven't charged, but I think we need to know where those connections are and what they are. Okay. And the structural engineer came and climbed the water tower last week, and I did not have a chance to speak to him. All right. That'll do it for me.
I would think that the lift station must have been operable at one point.
I'm sorry.
The lift station was put in years ago in the early 90s or somewhere in the 90s. There is a sewer line there, but it is it's not being used, so we'd like to know.
But the swimming pool has been used for years, so it must have been, there must have been going, the sewage must have gone somewhere.
We don't know where.
That's scary.
Yes,
and I asked who belonged to and who were, and also someone who worked at the Borough Hall for years, and she was Nancy Warnick, worked, you know, was our deputy clerk for many years and also belonged to Hilltop. So she was able to provide us with some additional information, but she actually didn't know where the sewage was going. So
exactly. So we don't know, and there's questions that she raised in her, she sent a letter she raised. Also, when the guys were looking through the woods, there are manholes back there to follow the sewer line. One of them is not covered. It's open. It is definitely a safety hazard. Oh. So we should get a manhole. We should get a manhole cover for that manhole. But I would like John and Mike to put some time in to see what they could find out back there.
Okay.
I think some of those things are from day one when the community was built, because there are a lot of places where there are concrete outlines for housing that they abandoned.
Yeah, down on Brown there were provisions for other houses. The sewer line did run along Brown from the Hilltop all the way down to Brown. There was also provisions off of Spruce to go to there too. But what is being used, we have no idea. But
okay.
You know, we should be responsible to know what's going on with the sewer lines there. The water lines are in and accessible and usable, but sewer, we have no idea.
I hope the lines are in for the pool.
That's scary. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. And the open manhole cover is scary also.
Yeah.
Just one more quick thing. There were complaints from Cedar Lane about when the construction starts, what they're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, we spoke with all of the, we spoke with the people there. We spoke with UPS drivers. We spoke with FedEx drivers. We spoke with Paul, the lead man from Roberts Engineering, to try to make sure that there's communications going on at all times. FedEx and UPS said they can walk the stuff up to whatever house is there. So we're trying to keep everybody happy.
And they also said, from what I read, one of the memos, that they will make accommodations one way or another, including putting down steel plates for the, what do you call it, for the emergency.
Yeah, it's just such a tiny street. I can see the concern. I mean, you could hardly get one of the Earl pieces of equipment in there. You can't really turn it around. So it's even for recycling, it's hard for those guys to get it. You got to back it. So that's what's happening. Yep.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Environmental health and safety.
Before you go, is there a way for us to widen it a little bit to make it a little
easier? I believe they're going to widen it by a foot or two, according to the specs that Carmella put in.
Okay.
But not going to be much.
Okay.
Chad, environmental health safety?
Yeah, nothing beyond than what you haven't heard in the news.
Okay. What's in the news? Okay, thank you. Michael, do you have anything to report from
yes.
environmental?
Yes, I would. First of all, I just want to thank everybody who managed to cooperate in getting the ANJEC grant application out on Monday. So we have a $1,500 grant going out. I thank Ellen Silverman and Nick Murray for taking the lead and putting it together. Thank Peggy for signing the letter that had to go with it and make sure that got out. And especially thank Anna DeBevic for having gotten everything together and made sure that it went out to them in a timely manner. So we got a note saying we got everything out and they got it.
Good work.
Okay. And then I also wanted to report, both as historian and school board member, that the school board has approved by resolution, has approved the lease, which was already approved by the council by ordinance, to the changes to the lease, I should say, to allow for the automatic renewal of the lease to the monument property. And the next step, I presume, will be for the documentation to be prepared so that I believe the council would presumably do that. So the council and the mayor and the clerk and the school board president and the school board secretary will sign it and everybody will have copies and it'll be all done. And then I also wanted to point out, just commenting on that hilltop situation, that you are, just bear in mind that this is really the one property left in Roosevelt that is available for residential development at any level, that at the 40 of Seward residential development, because it does have the water, the utility lines going there. So,
well, one.
I'm sorry?
There's a water line, but
I know they have a water line, but there's a sewer. The sewer line isn't. We know sewer lines are in, but whether they're, you know, usable is another question. But that's something. But nonetheless, it is.
There must be a bathroom up there. Can they trace it from the bathroom?
There's a bathroom there. There's a bathroom there, and of course, obviously, water had to go out from the pool as well.
There's a lift station there also, an electric lift station. But okay. Where does it go?
It would have to be investigated where it all goes, right?
They have to pay for it if they decide to buy it. They have to pay for it to find out what's going on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but just that this is the last. So that's why be very careful before you say, oh, they can use it for, you know, storing equipment or something, because this is the last place where 1 acre, a half acre housing can be built in Roosevelt.
Right. Yes,
that's an opportunity for tax.
I'd like to ask a general question. Do we have any housing obligation under the new affordable housing regulations for Roosevelt? No. Do we have any obligation?
We haven't heard anything yet.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
But I also wanted to point out
that if you had an affordable housing
area, it's also.
I'm sorry, Mayor.
That's okay. You know, we want to think about the aesthetic value also.
Okay. You know? Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to get Mike and John to look at the pipes over there again. Again, they haven't charged so far. Can we set like a maximum amount, like $1,000 or so, for them to walk it and see what they can find out? And because it's going to get all leafy and ticky pretty soon, it's pretty bad now, but to be able to walk through there and see what's going on should be done as soon as possible.
Can we just do, Greg, can we just give the okay for them to do that?
This is for Mike and John?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To what, take another crack at finding the sewer line at Hilltop? They're both in town, they want to do it. I don't have a problem with that. They can't generate a bill, they need authorization for a bill.
I'm sure
it would be an hourly thing.
You know, I don't expect them to do it for nothing. They'll be paid for, you know, whatever the bill is.
All right. So, should we do an all in favor of having Mike and John walk the search the property?
There's no dollar amount connected. I don't know if this is necessary at all because I think they could do it in their normal operations, couldn't they?
Yeah, but they just need the word to do it. So I figured I'd speak to the council.
Well, you know, I would, before we spend money on it, let's find out who wants the property and what they're going to do with it. And once that's done,
do it that way, Lou.
Maybe the buyer will do these. Will have to do these things. I don't know.
Well, the longer we wait, the harder it'll be to walk through the woods as well. You know, so.
Yeah, we should know before the property is sold.
Okay, fair enough.
So we'll give the go-ahead to Mike and John?
Yeah, mostly Mike. John has already done his part, but mostly Mike, so, yeah.
Okay, is there any old business that anyone would like to discuss? Cool. Under new business, we have JCP&L overhang removal, which... This is basically just to tell everyone that Davies tree removal is here at the behest of Jersey Central, trimming our trees and taking down trees that they feel interfere with the overhead wires. And so it's just really making people aware that they're here and be careful because the trucks are here and the men are up in the trees.
You know, it's interesting. They also took away all the big trunks that they cut. They just didn't throw them in the woods or let them lie around. They're doing a neat job.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a good job or not, is I don't know. It's a neat job.
All right. Hey, public comment.
Come to public comment.
7:41.
Open at 7:41. Okay. Does anyone from the public have anything they'd like to comment on?
Nothing I haven't said already.
No?
It's nice to see Deirdre here and Judith.
Hi.
You can hear us. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
I didn't see Deirdre. I only saw Judith.
I see you.
David. Hi, Judith.
Oh, hi, Joe.
No, it's not coming.
Oh,
I see
cool.
You. Any public comment? None?
Let's move on.
We're going to close comment at 7:42. No, I just had a few things I wanted to say. So I wanted to remind everyone.
Hold on. We're in a council meeting.
We're in a meeting. I wanted to remind everyone that in case they haven't filled out the census report yet, to please do so. The federal government is, you know, anxious, and it's imperative that people fill out their census report, obviously, so that, you know.
And that can all be done online.
Yeah, it can be done online or if you received it in the mail, either way. I also wanted to announce that Roosevelt was chosen. There's a list of the 10 most endangered historic properties in New Jersey. And Roosevelt made the top 10 for our public school, for Roosevelt Public School. It's now on the list of the 10 most endangered historic properties. So hopefully this will aid us in our quest and fight to save our school. So nice. I'm not sure what this entails, how exactly it operates, how this will help us, but nonetheless, we are on the list, so it can only help. It couldn't, you know, in some way.
This will be officially announced on Thursday.
Okay.
Who chooses that? What?
It's an organization called Preservation New Jersey.
I got you. Thank you.
Where will it be announced, Mike?
It'll be announced at 11 o'clock on Thursday.
What will be announced?
What we just said about, I mean, they told me this, that it was, you know, basically that it's not about public information yet, really. But Thursday, they make the official announcement on Thursday of the 10 properties, the 10 buildings they've designated as the 10 most endangered properties, historic properties in the state.
Oh. We have been in contact with them. They're a nonprofit. They don't really have any political clout except for the fact that they can raise the visibility of this, and that can only help us, I think. So.
That's right. I agree. Okay.
Okay, and lastly, I just wanted to let everyone know that one of our very, very longtime residents has died, Lenny Sakharov. He and his wife for, I don't know, probably...
Forever.
Forever. Thank you, Lou, forever. I think he may come in the 40s. And Lenny's wife, Claire, was a teacher at Roosevelt Public School for her entire career. And Lenny was a really beloved member of Roosevelt. He belongs to the Roosevelt Choir. He was a war hero. There was a mountain that held a parade strictly for Lenny.
Right.
Year after year after year. He only stopped going not that long ago, but he would fly to France every year, and they held this town held a parade because obviously he dropped
into Normandy on D-Day.
He was a parachuter.
Right. Paratrooper, yeah, and also into Holland.
Yeah.
He was also a little crazy for doing that.
They held his honor many, many years. Lenny took up running in his 60s. He was running marathons. He had a beautiful voice. He sang in the choir. Yeah. And he died a few months short of his 97th birthday.
And I'll tell you something. I knew him very, very well because we used to sit in the store when the store was viable. And all the retirees would sit in the store in the morning and have coffee. And I'll tell you, he is one of the nicest people I ever met.
Yes.
He was a gentle soul. He really was. And well-read and very, very knowledgeable about a lot of things.
I'm now the only survivor of the people who went on the council in 1974 because he was on there then.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I would just put that on the official record. And Michael, have you mentioned that in the bulletin?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay. Do we need a closed session, counselor?
Motion to adjourn.
You mean no? No, we're good.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
I'll second that.
Wait.
Was that Lou and Joe?
Yeah.
Lou and Joe. Right.
All in favor? It's
Lou and Joe, the Vaudeville.
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:45.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good one.
See you next time.
Good night, everybody.
It's been real. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I don't understand what happened to my phone. Like, all of a sudden, I wasn't getting the audio.